Happy Solemnity of Christ the King. Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you. Mother Teresa captured the heart of the whole entire world. Whether you're an atheist, a Jew, a Muslim, a Christian, or a Roman Catholic, which is the faith that she professed, Mother Teresa captured the heart of the world. Even after her death in 1997, Mother Teresa is still claimed throughout the world to be a saint. Mother Teresa chose and was called by God to go to the poorest place in the world, Calcutta, India. And it was there that Mother Teresa would literally pick up dying people out of the gutter, take them back to one of her houses, bathe them of their own fecal matter, feed them with rice with their own hands. The dying, the sick, the children, the starving, she cared for with the absolute tenderness of Christ himself. The majority of the people that she served in Calcutta were not Catholic. They were Hindus. They were Jews. They were atheists. And so again and again, these individuals who are being fed by Mother Teresa, nourished by Mother Teresa, would ask her, "Why are you doing this? Why do you love me when everybody else walks past me?" And Mother Teresa would respond very simply with five words. In fact, she would often take the hand of the individual that she was serving, and she would say, "My God, my Jesus said, you did it to me." She would look at the individual that she was serving, and she would say, "You did it to me." Mother Teresa truly believed that when she fed the hungry, when she gave drink to the thirsty, that when she clothed the naked, and when she visited the sick, that she was not just caring for the needs of that individual, but more importantly, she was caring for the living Jesus inside of them. Mother Teresa became famous because she recognized that in every single human being, God dwells in the distressing disguise of the poor. Mother Teresa believed that Jesus put on disguises. He disguised himself as a hungry person. He disguised himself as a naked person. He disguised himself as a sick person. He disguised himself as a person in prison, and a person with addictions, and a person with depression. He disguised himself in our enemies. And we were called to serve Jesus. "You did it to me." When we feed the hungry, when we care for the poor, when we endure life with other people, we do it because Jesus dwells in them. But also the same is true when we don't. When we neglect the hungry, when we neglect the naked, when we neglect the struggling, we neglect Jesus. "You did it to me," as Jesus said. Those words that Mother Teresa found in Matthew 25, which we proclaim today as our gospel on the Solemnity of Christ the King, are powerful words. Powerful words. I want every single one of you to put your hand in a fist right now. And I want you to repeat after me. "You did it to me." That is the gospel right there. You did it to me. How you treat your neighbor matters. How you treat your wife matters. How you treat your husband matters. How you treat your children. How you treat your parents. Your neighbor. And even the annoying person at work that you can't stand. Because how you treat them is how you treat Jesus. You did it to me. Mother Teresa would also say this: there is only one Jesus. There is only one Jesus, and he is in the person in front of you. There is only one Jesus, and he is in the person in front of you. Mother Teresa had the ability to neglect the whole rest of the world and all of its problems because she would only focus on the person directly in front of her. There is only one Jesus, and he is in the person in front of me right now. Thus, how I love this person, how I treat this person, how I talk to this person is how I talk and think and treat Jesus. What does our world need right now, my brothers and sisters? It needs Mother Teresa. It needs Matthew 25, which was our gospel passage today. You did it to me. There is only one Jesus, and he is in the person directly in front of you. That is the gospel message. And that is the revolution that our world desperately needs. For us to see Jesus in the distressing disguise of the poor. Jesus dresses himself up in poor people, and we're called to go and see that it's Jesus and not them. For us as Catholics, we've been doing this for 2,000 years. This is why the Catholic Church feeds more people than any other institution. This is why the Catholic Church clothes more people than any other institution. This is why the Catholic Church has founded hospitals to care for the sick. This is why the Catholic Church educates people to bring them out of poverty. We do what we do because you did it to me. And what we do to the least of our brothers, we do to Jesus. And Mother Teresa said, there's only one Jesus, and he's in the person in front of you. Right now, the person in front of you is in this tabernacle. And Jesus is disguised in the distressing disguise of bread. For us as Catholics, we meet Jesus in the distressing disguise of the poor, but also in the distressing disguise of bread. Because Jesus said, this is my body given up for you. This is my blood poured out for you. And Jesus hides himself under the appearance of bread. And we worship him under the appearance of bread. Why? We worship him and we receive him. Why? So that we can go out and live like him. So that we can literally, with our own hands, that will then have the blood of Jesus in them, serve people with the hands of Jesus, look at people with the eyes of Jesus, speak to people with the mouth of Jesus, because we become transformed. Last week, if you were at Holy Mass, Father Hollowell announced that during Advent, we're going to make a little bit of an adjustment to Mass. We're going to have 5 minutes of silent adoration of the Blessed Sacrament at the end of Mass. Some of you are like, Father, adding 5 minutes to Mass, seriously, Father, that's terrible. You preach for 20 minutes, Father. Well, for those of you who were here at Mass last weekend, there's a Q&A sheet. Some of you picked it up, some of you didn't. Some of you read it, some of you didn't. So, we believe that this is such a great idea that I am promising for the entire season of Advent to not preach more than 5 minutes. I am going to have a stopwatch. I'm going to time myself. I'm not going to preach for more than 5 minutes so that we can have 5 minutes of silence at the end of Mass. Father Hollowell is going to try to preach for 5 minutes. We'll see what happens. This might be the greatest miracle of Christmas ever, okay? Why are we doing this? Because it's real. Because Jesus hides himself in the distressing disguise of bread. And he wants you to go out and to recognize him in the distressing disguise of the poor. And the two of them are deeply related. If we can't recognize Jesus in the appearance of bread, where he says, this is my body given up for you, this is my blood poured out for you. If we recognize him first here, it is all the more easier to recognize him in your friend, your classmate, your coworker, and to love them as we're called to love them. So I want to just give a few little brief catechetical moments right here. So servers, please come out here. So when we talk about adoration of the Blessed Sacrament, when we adore Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, I want you to think about what's taking place at adoration. The priest says, this is my body given up for you. This is my blood poured out for you. And he holds up a host, right? And that bread is no longer bread. It's now Jesus. That's why we swing incense and bells are rung, right? So all that adoration is taking that moment when Jesus is held up and making it last for a really long time so that we can spend more time adoring Jesus. Servers, come out. Oh, here we go. So this is called a monstrance. Everyone say monstrance. Okay, so a monstrance exists for one reason. See, it opens up in the back, and you put the host in here. And then this receptacle then holds Jesus up. So just like I'm holding Jesus right now, this monstrance holds Jesus up. The word monstrance comes from the word mostrare, which means to show. It's where the word demonstrate comes from. To show. If I'm going to demonstrate something, I'm going to show something. A monstrance, what does it show? It shows who? Jesus, right? So this allows the priest, like, throughout the rest of the day to, like, go out and serve the poor and take care of people that are in need and not have to stay all day long in the church for 12 hours holding Jesus. So we do this every Wednesday here at St. Teresa. We have 12 hours of adoration. So we're going to have 5 minutes of adoration at the end of Masses during Advent. And we'll use a monstrance, which will show Jesus to all of us in the distressing disguise of bread. Then, at the end of our period of adoration, we'll then have benediction of the Blessed Sacrament. Now, adoration and benediction are not for an exclusive group of Catholics. Like, all Catholics should know what adoration and benediction are, but sadly, they don't. This is why we're doing this, because it's a really, really good thing. So, at the end of Mass today, I'll give you a blessing. People ask me for blessings all the time. Sometimes when I'm just out at a gas station, someone will say, Father, can you give me a blessing? I'll be like, I'd love to give you a blessing. At the end of every Mass, I say, the Lord be with you and with your spirit. And then I say, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. You can go and tell the whole entire world today that Father Meyer gave you a blessing. Because I did. When we receive benediction, though, of the Blessed Sacrament, it's not the priest that gives the blessing. So what happens at benediction of the Blessed Sacrament is that the priest holds the monstrance and gives a blessing without saying anything with the very body, blood, and soul and divinity of Jesus. And to even make it more clear, the priest wears a vestment like this. And this is called a humeral veil. Everyone say humeral veil. It comes from the name of your upper arm bone. For those of you who remember Coach Kotherman, what is your upper arm bone called? Your humerus, right? So this vestment is called a humeral veil because it covers the priest's humerus. I'm not trying to be humorous right now. I'm just teaching your body parts. So this humeral veil covers the priest's arms. Why? I don't want to hold your hand. So when the priest gives the blessing, he's not even touching the monstrance. The blessing is not from me. Who is the blessing from? Right? So the priest's arms are covered. And in fact, when he gives the blessing, what also is covered? His entire person is covered. You can't even see my face when I give the blessing. Because the veil hides the priest to make it clear that the blessing is coming from Jesus himself. Now, just quick side note. Just because we're learning about the body parts, about the skeletal structure today. This is called your humerus, right? Humeral veil. What other Catholic garment do we have that many of you are probably wearing right now that's named after a bone? Your scapular is named after your scapula, which is your shoulder bone. Pretty awesome, eh? We're Catholic. We know bone structure, I guess. Okay, go away. Thank you. We love our servers here. Jesus wants us to recognize his presence. He is truly present, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist. By our spending time with Jesus, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist, you will recognize the presence of Jesus in the distressing disguise of the poor. The two of them are deeply, deeply related. And in fact, part of the problem of our world is that people don't recognize Jesus in the sacred host in the Eucharist, which is why they don't recognize the presence of God in the hungry, in the thirsty, in the homeless, in the unborn, in the elderly, and the struggling. God created every single one of us, and he created you with dignity and worth and beauty because you are a child of God. Let's pray for the grace that on this solemnity of Christ the King, when we claim Christ to be the King of our world and the King of our universe, that we may live as his servants, deeply devoted to honoring his body and blood in the most blessed sacrament, but also his body and blood present in our brothers and sisters. Amen.